Today is Friday, May 28th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Ah, I got the cue this time. I made the post, or whatever they call it. You know, when those radio folks that, you know, they talk, it's 11 o'clock here in sunny San Diego, and we're blah, 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 and I want you all to have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend on the mix. Boom! And then the singing comes in. That's what they call posting the... I don't remember. There's a word. Making the post? Posting the beat? I don't know. It's something like that. So, anyway. Because I decided I like to finish and then have the, you know, have the that little music segment come in. So it's Friday, everyone, and I'm just rambling on. I mean, I always have such wonderful topics to talk about. You know, I did a little bit of work on the website. I shouldn't even say this because Daniel listens to this show. But he messaged me the other night and he said, hey, and he asked some question, you know, how does the show info get updated? We'll say, you know, on the website. And I told him, but then I started thinking and I said, oh, yeah, you can help. You can do whatever you want. You know, he's come back into the fold of Pride 48. And Daniel is a developer and he's very technical. And I mean, we use WordPress, so it's not like he needs to go in and write code. But he said, you know, he's saying, oh, was this handled by the website or is there something else? And he said, I could help. And I said, sure. But then I got to thinking, I'm like, oh my God, because I'm a procrastinator. You all know this about me. I procrastinate. And there were some things on the website, some updates, some maintenance, some things that needed to be done. I talked about this briefly yesterday because I ended up sending emails to probably 50 people. With receipts for old donations that they, and probably they're freaking, oh my God, Pride 48 has been hacked or it's charging me again. No, 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 it's not. It's fine. But because he texted me and he was like, oh, I'd love to help, you know, let me, how do I log in? And I was like, oh my God, he is going to see that I have 48 updates that haven't been done yet. And he's also going to see that I need to update the PHP version on the server and he's going to see this and this and this. And so I was like, oh my God, I've got to go and update all. So I got on the computer yesterday and I started actually during work. And that's when I sent all the emails to people by mistake. But I got on there, I did all the updates, got all of that stuff fixed, updated the PHP version on the server. So that's all taken care of. I got it all done. I got it all taken care of. So I'm completely, I say that, and then there'll be, because there are always updates. Plugin, you know, WordPress uses this concept called a plugin. And so it's other small applications that you can download into your WordPress and they do things, you know, like you go, oh, I want to add a little widget that displays the weather. You know, and there's probably a plugin out there that already does that. You don't have to develop that code yourself. But they always have updates, whether they be security updates or new features they've added, or they update to work with the newest version of WordPress, you know, and so you have this big list of plugins that you use. For instance, I have a plugin that does the backup of the website. So, you know, occasionally there might be some bad guy out there that tries to hack the website and messes something up. And so you want to keep a backup of your database and of all this stuff. So for instance, I have a plugin that does backups on a weekly basis. So if anything bad ever happens, I can restore the backup. Boom, boom, I'm done. But you have to update that shit. So I did that. Okay. We talked a lot about the vacation. I think we were pretty much done. We drove back. The only thing I'll say about driving back is We had gone through Dallas to go to Houston. And I said, you know, I would like to do a different way back, because there were multiple ways that we could go. And I said, I'd just like to try a different way back, because we've been that way. Let's do something different. Let's have a little fun. Maybe it's pretty. I don't know. So we took a different way back. Well, Mark had some concerns about going a different way. He said, you know, we know the way through Dallas. We know it's all highway. We know we're going to pass through a couple of cities. And so like if we need to stop for food, there will be things to choose. Like, he made all these points. He said, but if you want to go the other way, we can go the other way. I just want to bring up these points. I was like, yeah, why not? It doesn't hurt anything. Why don't we? Well, here's what it hurts. I'll tell you. This was all small town USA. Nothing really to speak of to eat anywhere. And so we're like driving and driving and driving. We needed gas at one point. And we had to stop at this tiny little town. And there was this gas station. And this gas station had a room over to the side with all these old people. And there were computerized slot machines. It was like computers, but they all had some slot machine software on them. I don't know. And these people were all gambling in this side room of a gas station. And the gas station was just it was like nasty. Going to the bathroom. I didn't tell Mark this. Okay. Look, there was a... I didn't tell Mark this. So I go into the bathroom first. There's only... And he doesn't like to go in small town gas stations. He wants to go in a big chain gas station, the large ones that have... But we didn't have a choice. We both needed to use a bathroom. We needed gas, yada, yada. We had to stop. And so... I go in and first of all, it was disgusting. It was just it was like nasty, moldy, old ceiling tiles falling out. You could smell the tobacco smoke from the old people gambling in the room next door. And there was poop and toilet paper floating in the toilet, and there was only one toilet. And I thought to myself, my pee is not going to flush. I even tried flushing it and it wouldn't flush. The toilet paper was stuck. I didn't want to touch it, but I didn't want to even touch the flusher, whatever, the knob, but I did. But then I thought to myself, oh, you know, I don't want to prove Mark right that we should have gone the other way, and he's going to have this as ammo. He's going to be like, the poop bathroom that we had to go in because you just didn't go. You just didn't go the way that we knew. So I thought, I've got to unclog this toilet. These are the thoughts that go through my head, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to unclog this toilet because I don't want him to have to deal with this. Let me fix it. And so there was a plunger on the floor. I thought, okay, I'm going to unclog this toilet. I pick up the plunger, you know, I hopefully there weren't a bunch of germs all over the plunger. I pick up the plunger and there was a lot of toilet tissue in there. So I had to kind of root around with the head of the plunger to kind of clear away some of the toilet paper. And I get it in there. I know he's waiting on me thinking, oh my God, what's taking him so long? It was only a one-person bathroom, so we couldn't both go in. And he's probably standing out there in this smoke-filled room with these old people gambling. And I'm plunging away. And I finally get it. I finally get it unclogged. And I take the plunger out. I just set it down next to the toilet. and I flush it and everything flushes down, but there's a piece of poo that has stuck to the side of the toilet. And I hadn't peed yet, so I thought, well, I'll pee on it and I'll try to get it to go down. But I was unsuccessful. And I'm like, look, I'm not going to touch it. I already touched a plunger. I already touched the thing. I'm not going to touch the poo. So I gave up. I washed my hands thoroughly, but there was no paper towels and there was no blow dryer. It wasn't working. So then I had to just open the door with my elbow and go out looking like a surgeon, you know, after they wash their hands and they hold their hands up in the air before they go for surgery to let them air dry, I guess. I don't know. I was like holding my hands up to like air dry them. And I'm walking through this room. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. I should have gone through Dallas. I'm just saying. So anyway, but it was fine. We just had to stop at Sonic because in small town Texas and small town Arkansas, pretty much the only place that you can depend on to pretty much be open and where you can get food in any small town is a Sonic drive-in. So we stopped at Sonic and we got home about 1 a.m. It was fine. There was no drama or anything, but it was just very small town rural areas and Native American reservations. And so even when we did see gas stations, they were casinos with gas. It was funny. They put a lot of, in this area, the only place it's legal to gamble is on a Native American reservation. And so as soon as you get onto a reservation, you'll see casinos pop up. It's funny. But we made it home, and that is the final day I'm going to spend on the vacation. I took a whole week. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I will talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.